Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm going to read opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Do you currently live in Phoenix or Laveen area?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much, ma'am. And do you, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction or wrong direction?
No, wrong direction.
Thank you.
Go back in there. Okay, I have to deal with little ones right now. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. In what year were you born, just for the statistical purposes?
1970.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
Thank you very much. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Asian, or another race not listed here?
We identify as black.
Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Laveen? Would you say poor, fair, good, or excellent?
They're getting better, so we'll say they're good.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each item in a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do a very little to improve, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life of Laveen. Let's start with better streets and road maintenance from 1 to 5. How would you rate it?
What did you say? 1 was good?
Yeah, 1 means that it will do a little to improve the quality of life.
Okay.
2, 5, which is it will do a lot to improve the.
It will do a lot to improve. It will do a lot. Well, okay. Good girl. Put it in the seat.
Better streets and road maintenance from 1 to 5. How would you rate it?
A 1.
Thank you. What about more affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5?
It would help.
Okay. Would you say 5 or 4? How would you rate it?
Oh, ma'am. You got to excuse me. I've been in a car accident. I have a concussion. My memory really sucks right now. So the 1 mean good. Yeah, the 1 mean good, the 5 mean bad, right?
No, it's in the other way.
The other way around. Okay.
Yes.
The 1 is, okay, 5.
More for, okay, thank you. What about more dining and entertainment options from 1 to 5?
1.
Thank you. What about more shops and retail stores?
1.
Thank you. What about more good paying jobs?
1 plus.
And better public transportation options?
Oh, 1. Oh, they need that stuff for now.
Okay, what about more parks and recreational opportunities?
1, 1, 1.
Thank you, ma'am. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for a work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
I am a working housewife.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or
too
about
few? Too few. It is not enough business.
Okay. So it would be too few businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen. You say
right.
Too few. And business that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, or retails and restaurants, you will say that it's too few, too many, or about the right amount.
It's too few. It's still a little. We need more.
Okay.
We need more out here.
Perfect. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different businesses, and please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business. Let's start with grocery stores and supermarkets. Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
And would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
And what about doctors' offices and hospitals?
Yes, definitely, yes.
And what about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes. Yes.
And restaurants and entertainment venues?
Yes.
Thank
More
you.
That.
And in your own words, ma'am, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavigne?
We need a Target out here.
Oh, okay.
Target and Home Goods.
Okay, thank you so much. How much of a problem is for you the housing affordability in Lavigne? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? You will say that it's a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate, a slight problem, or
it's
not a
very
problem.
Big problem. It's a very big problem because
okay.
So much.
I understand. Thank you so much. And what about the availability of housing? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, of apartments. You will say that it's a very big problem, fairly big problem, or not a problem at all.
The way they're putting houses up here, it's a problem.
Thank you so much. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. Please tell me yes or no if would you like to see more of that kind of housing in Lavigne. Let's start with single family detached homes. Would you say yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. What about townhouses or attached homes? Like yes or no?
No.
No. What about housing options for seniors? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
And would you say strongly yes or somewhat?
Yes. Strong yes.
And what about multi-family housing like apartments and condominiums? Would you say yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
I live in Phoenix 53 years now.
Oh, thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your
no.
home, or you live in
no.
a friend?
I rent my home.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavigne. Please tell me if you favor or oppose. Okay, let's start with repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Would you say you favor or oppose that proposal?
Favor.
And would you say strongly or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings? Would you say favor or oppose?
Oppose.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes? Would you say favor or oppose?
Oppose strongly.
Thank you. And what about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing? Would you say favor or oppose?
Oppose. Need more business. Strongly oppose.
Okay. And what about the construction of more condominium buildings? Would you say favor?
Oppose.
Thank you so much. Just a few questions that we almost done, okay? Just for statistical purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I stay in school.
Okay.
I did something in 2020.
Okay, and would you, it was like some college or non-college studies or?
Non-college studies, non-college studies.
And what is your annual household income, just an estimated?
We're under $50,000.
Thank you so much. And fine, strictly for verification purposes, Mr. Supervisor, can you have just the birthday?
Oh, you're starting to cut out. What does it say it again?
Yep. Just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Francine.
Thank you so much. We conclude the survey. Thank you so much for your participation and kindness.
Okay.
Have a great day, okay?
You too, sweetie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.